This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week, KUNC and Rocky Mountain PBS iNews are looking at some of the critical issues facing mental health funding and services across Colorado. Mountain West states, including Colorado, have higher suicide rates compared to the rest of the country. Weld County reported 49 suicide deaths for 2013, marking a 10-year high. Some public health professionals say easier access to death certificates could help them more effectively focus suicide prevention campaigns and strategies. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
Colorado has the 8th highest suicide rate in the country. In Weld County, Health Department Director Dr. Mark Wallace knows that men between the ages of 45 and 64 are most at risk. But the more complex factors driving that trend are a mystery.
It's hard to take action when you don't understand the problem well enough.
And Wallace says his understanding could be improved if he had ready access to thousands of death certificates locked up in a vault just down the hall from his office.
We would be able to be more responsive, I think, in understanding some of the issues around suicide if we were able to go in and take a look at those suicides and then maybe contribute back some of that information.
Death certificates contain a person's ethnicity, their occupation, if they had significant health conditions like cancer or depression, a veritable goldmine of information. But Colorado is a closed record state, meaning death certificates are confidential, even to public health officials like Wallace.
So if I wanted to go in from a research perspective, for example, around suicides, that would have to be a special request made to the state registrar because that wouldn't be a normal element in the public database.
So as it stands now, vital records laws restrict Wallace to only cause and county of death, age, and sex.
Colorado is fairly restrictive.
Jeff Boyles is a law professor at Temple University's Fox School of Business and has studied how different states treat death certificates nationwide.
Colorado gives its state registrar broad power to allow or deny access to records data for research purposes. The state registrar is able to impose conditions or restrictions of its choosing for obtaining research access.
So if Wallace wanted to access all of the information on death certificates where suicide cases were concerned,
we have to outline our request to the state, complete a formal request, wait to hear back from the state if we've been granted that, and then lastly, the state will provide us the information we've requested if they approve it.
So even though Weld County's death certificates are physically located in Wallace's office, by law, it's up to State Registrar Ron Hyman in Denver to decide what, if any, information can be made available for research purposes.
I try and make a reasoned decision that is defensible because any decision I make is appealable to the courts.
While Wallace hasn't had a data request rejected, he says the process is so laborious and time-consuming, often his office just can't afford to do it.
There are times in which you think, I want to do just a simple check on this to be able to do a quick look, find out if there's anything that would highlight what we might do differently, and you just can't do it.
This is a problem when part of your job is to create campaigns to try and decrease negative public health trends like suicides. Ron Hyman says he's hoping to launch an electronic database by the beginning of next year. It would give county health departments access to pre-produced reports, but not the in-depth data that Wallace says would really help.
Our challenge is, when is that not enough? When do we not know enough out of that public data set to want to create this ask of the state registrar to say, boy, we're not quite sure we understand this yet.
So what would it take to make Colorado's records more accessible to public health officials?
It would take a change in those laws by the General Assembly to loosen those restrictions.
Dana Matthew is a health law professor at the Wolf Law School at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
That happens when a committee or a commission holds hearings, gathers evidence, and reaches a consensus about the need to change language in existing laws. That would be exactly the step that would be required.
And that may happen down the road. Colorado lawmakers did create a statewide suicide prevention commission during this year's legislative session. While members have yet to be named and meet, the commission must make annual recommendations to the state legislature. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.
We wrap up our series tomorrow with KUNC's Benta Berkland looking at the State Suicide Commission created by lawmakers this year and the other mental health issues they dealt with during the legislative session. Our reporting is in conjunction with a series from Rocky Mountain PBS iNews called Untreated, How Ignoring Mental Illness Costs Us All, which you can find at KUNC.org.